check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good evening, I'm Bill Oliver. Rainfall at Easterwood Airport so far has exceeded 2 inches. Those showers and storms have caused problems. There was at least one weather-related crash this afternoon. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a northbound SUV on Highway 6 near the FM 159 exit tried to brake, but wound up hydroplaning and rolled a couple of times before the SUV came to rest in the ditch upside down.
Well, this accident's a prime example. When it's raining, you're going to have to slow down. Some of these vehicles are light, and it doesn't take a whole lot of road surface to cause you to hydroplane. And in this case, it's exactly what happened.
The driver, 25-year-old Sarah Zachary of Richwood, was transported to College Station Medical Center. Disruptions have also included some high school football games. Both the Consolidated and College Station high school games have been canceled, along with the St. Joseph's game. And the Bryan High band, cheerleaders, and drill team did not travel to Pflugerville, again, due to safety concerns associated with the weather. This morning, there was at least two power outages, about 200 BTU customers in South College Station, mostly in the Still Meadow and Blue Ridge neighborhoods, were without electricity for about 1 hour. Classes in the Bremon School District started late due to power outages in the area. And if you drove by Allen Academy earlier this afternoon and wondered why there were so many fire engines, all is well. Head of school John O'Connell says an air conditioner fan malfunctioned. There was no damage to the school. It's not known if the weather had anything to do with that.
Let's go to the city of Bryan and Bill Oliver with us this morning. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. The crowd assembling in the Bryan City Council chambers, and in fact, having the opportunity to be in the seat where City Secretary Marilyn Strada hangs out on council meeting
night.
Okay. This is an extreme pleasure, and I've already posted a picture to that effect on our social media, Twitter at WTAW1620, and then on Facebook, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So if you want to take a look from the city secretary's perspective of getting set up for this major announcement, that will be coming a little bit after 8:30. Still waiting for a few people, I understand, to arrive. The delegation from the manufacturer that is coming to Bryan, meeting with the city officials, involved in conversation right now as we get prepared to go here in a little bit.
All right, we'll dash off and do some news and be back to you in just a few minutes.
The last audio segment starts off the interview portion of the weekday 5 p.m. news hour that I host on WTAW. Monday update on what's happening with the United Way of the Brazos Valley. First of all, President Andy Martin is here. We're in our last full week of the state employee charitable campaign.
Yeah, we're really proud to be here and give you an update on their theme for this year in terms of All Aboard, a tradition for service. This train's about to reach its destination. We're about 64% complete. So we feel really very good about the resources we've been able to mobilize for this community. We want to let people know that the deadline, if you're a state employee, a part of the state employee charitable campaign, is October 31st. So if you're with Texas A&M, please go online and make your pledge that way. If you work with any of our 12 to 13 other state employers, we need to get your pledge forms completed by then. And we believe that we may not be winning all of our SEC games, but we can still win with the SECC. And want to encourage people to make that pledge and to help us reach the same amount of funding level that we reached last year. So anything that we can do to help answer any questions people have, they can, of course, call their HR people with the state, or they can get a hold of us at our offices in terms of Don Dickinson.
All right, very good. Again, Andy Martin, the president of the United Way of the Brazos Valley, UWBV.org, online for more information.
You've got it.
And among the agencies who receive United Way assistance is Scotty's House, and Carrie Haynes is here, and appreciate you taking some time this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Let's for those who are not familiar with Scotty's House, let's hear a little bit about what Scotty's House does and how United Way of the Brazos Valley assists.
Yeah, we are the Child Advocacy Center for the Brazos Valley. We serve the seven counties, and we provide services to victims of child abuse and their families. The United Way assists us because without their funding, we couldn't provide counseling to these victims. Counseling is one of the most important steps in healing and processing the abuse they experience, and the United Way funding allows us to continue to provide those services.